Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing today? What's up, boy? How you doing, homie?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good, good. March 31st, 2024. Shots Brothers. Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, yeah, for sure.
Happy. Did you go egg hunting? And they put money in the plastic eggs?
Sometimes. Mostly it's candy. Every now and then you get money, like a fiver in there. You'd be like, oh, I scored. But speaking of Easter, in 1981, Easter Sunday, at Lincoln Park in Greeley, Colorado, there was a huge Easter egg hunt. And I was on the cover of the Tribune, son.
Woo! Is that right? Is that right? We got a pimp daddy on the cover. Did you get paid for that? I bet you didn't.
You paid nothing. Nothing.
Paid
Jack didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until I was like 30.
You got all these people now. I love these people that go out. They go out and they film cops. Or they'll go in the license, where you get your licenses, and these people freak out. Like, you can't film me. Yeah, I can. It's public property.
Even worse, they're like, what are you doing in my building? Like, this is not your building.
This is public property. And the cops, some cops don't know, and they want to harass you. They want to give you shit. Knock it off. Just your whole deal being a cop is knowing your amendment, your rights. That is your whole job, knowing your rights, protect and to serve. You're our servant. And that's gone. That's just gone, isn't it? Gone.
Yeah. To serve and protect. That was on the car.
That was on the card. Serve and protect. That's gone now. I think in Tennessee now, we have In God We Trust. My dog is going to get stung. She keeps on chasing these wasps. Such a beautiful day here in Tennessee.
Ooh, it's raining here. Bad news. We got flood watches last 2 days.
So the millionaires are going to flood down the – who cares?
Yeah, they're going to lose half of their estate is going to fall into the ocean.
And you know what? Insurance stopped.
Oh, yeah. They stopped. State Farm pulled out.
State Farm is out. They're out.
Like a good neighbor.
Like a good neighbor. Old Jim Todd has a, you remember
like
Jim Todd?
Like a good neighbor will leave you hanging. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he's got a State Farm business. He's killing it. He's got a 66 vet, and he's killing it. Good for him.
Nice. Selling shit you don't need and you never use. For high cost. Excellent.
You know, I got a business, an insurance business, wants me to go sell for them. I don't think I'm going to do it.
They want you to do what? What? Repeat that? I lost you.
They want me to sell insurance. Life insurance.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a good one. Because it sells itself. You either want it or you don't, right? There's no really in between.
Yeah, they're banging at my door, and I don't know.
All right, everybody, happy Easter. Shots Brothers, Brad and Troy. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I just posted on X, Troy, so we'll see. Live call-in, 563-999-3404. 563-999-3404. Easter Sunday, 2024. What else is on your mind, T?
Oh, what do we got? Want to tell stories?
Oh, boy, I know what we want to talk about. We want to talk about chicks getting punched in the face in New York. Have you seen what's going on? I hate to laugh.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like they all probably voted blue, and then now they're getting punched in the face by random people on the streets, and they're like wondering what's going on. Like, wake up.
They all are. It's Indianapolis. Because I belong to, I can listen to any crime anywhere. It's a cop thing. It's like
a scanner.
It's a scanner. So I belong to it's an app. So just download the app. And in Indianapolis, Chicago comes up every single day. New York, Chicago, Indianapolis. Oh, a shooting. This, that. And I'm like, what? And they're all cities that said, hey, Mexicans, come on in.
Everybody, not just Mexicans, bro. Colombians, Venezuelan, El Salvador.
They're
coming from the Middle East.
And now they're doing videos. These guys are doing videos. They're like, hey, yeah, come on down to America because you get paid.
Oh, come down and squat. Did you see that? The dude posted a video on TikTok about how to squat in American houses, and he just got arrested.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened about that. And then that cop who just got shot in New York, the dude was double parked. The cop, I guess, walked up and tried to get him to go. He shot him, right? He was arrested 7 times before that. 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
At what point?
You vote what you get. This is I love Trump. I just talked to my dad the other day, and he goes, oh, blah, blah. I'm red as hell. I'm red, red, red. I hate Trump. I hate Biden. I said, you're a fucking dipshit. You are the dumbest person I've ever talked to. I said, who do you think is going to fix this country if it ain't Trump? DeSantis. Who do you think is going to fix this country? And you don't care. You're on your deathbed. He's like, oh, I have heart problems. I'm like, I don't care. I don't... If you don't vote right, this is what you get. I'm in Tennessee. I'm on my patio. I got a don't tread on me flag. You fuck with me, it's going to end you. It is going to end you.
It's not going to end well
this
for you.
This is what I want to be. This is what I want. I got pink flower trees everywhere. I got white flowered trees everywhere. I got mountains. You assholes want to move over here and bring your beliefs? We're going to end you.
They're spreading like the plague everywhere, like the blob.
It is. It's a plague.
Keeping in through crack.
It's a virus. These Democrats are a virus to the country.
Where I live is Orange County is one county surrounded by blue, surrounded by blue. Red County, just engulfed by blue, like we're in the ocean. We're an island. The sheriff just posted up, because they're not arresting people in L.A. And so the sheriff in, or no, the DA here in Orange County, every freeway where you enter county lines, he put up signs saying, we will prosecute, we will arrest and prosecute. No crime in OC. Day out. This isn't LA. You can't do a smash and grab and get away with it. Allegedly.
We'll see about that.
But this state's done. This state is done. We are done. We are taxed to the max. Housing is out of control. Out of control. Not affordable. Wages, terrible. Roads, terrible.
He's in California. California's just... If you go up to Northern California, I bet that's...
Same.
I bet that's
you're still getting taxed. You're still getting taxed.
Yeah, you guys
you still live in the state.
Up.
It's not like you live... 519 for 87 octane gasoline. Just went up. 519.
You know what I paid in Tennessee? Just yesterday.
$2.98. Okay. It went up for you guys a little bit.
Yeah, it went up. But $2.98.
Yeah,
I remember.
$5.19.
1998. I'll never forget this. Gas went to 98 cents. And I was driving a 1998 Tacoma, the black. The black, it was a great truck. I should have never got rid of that thing.
Never got
they're
rid
like
of it. It'd still be running.
They're $10,000 right now. And I got paid $35,000 for it. I'll never forget the day I was like, on my lunch break. I went up to the gas station, filled her up. 98 cents in 1998.
No bueno.
We'll never see that again.
It just kept going up. The wages just stayed stagnant.
And I was getting $12
an
hour.
I got to tell you. Okay, I got to tell you the story from my work.
Paid $12 an hour.
This is the funniest story. Okay, you know how a lot of people think you should, when you quit, you should give your 2 weeks, never burn bridges or anything like that. Okay. So we won't use real names. We won't use real names. So we'll just say Joe Blow is a dude I work with, right? And he's an older gentleman near 60s. And he lived with his brother and his sister-in-law in a pretty nice neighborhood here. They got into it. Now he's living in his car and actually living at campsites around the area. You can stay 14 days in a row and there's a little pit and barbecue. You know, it's like you're camping. But he's been doing that. But we've had shitty weather, shitty winds. So he was out 4 days in a row, MIA, no call, no show. He comes back, didn't get fired. They just gave him a little slap on the hand, right? He wanted to use 6 days. They said no. He got all pissed off, right? I come in the next day and he's like, I'm over this place, dude. I'm done. I just want to let you know I'm not going to give my notice. I'm out of here when I'm out of here. He's like, I don't mean to leave you hanging, but I'm just, that's how it is. I was like, you got to do you. You got to do whatever you got to do. You know, I understand because Lord knows I've bailed on a job. It's the best feeling. Okay, so anyway, so a couple days go by. He works. Okay, we're supposed to work yesterday. It's raining really bad, storms flooding. We get called out. So Friday night, actually, we're told about 10:30. He starts going on a text. He starts reaming everybody, saying that he's the best thing that ever happened at this site, blah, blah, blah. And then we have a Zoom chat with all the owners, right? Okay, so he goes on the Zoom chat. The owner posts, okay, so they have this new little, they treat us like high school students. So they give us this new rewards program where if you do something good, they'll give you 10 points. If you get enough points, you could trade it in for an Amazon gift card or a Chipotle.
We want money.
We don't want cats. We want Benjamin.
We don't want
dictionary garbage.
We don't want a gold star. like we were in third grade. We don't want
to. You get it. You get it. The owner obviously doesn't get it. And there's one of the sites. We have like six sites. One of the sites must be infants, must be low IQ retards, because they're all over this thing, this app. And they're like, and so the owner did a big message on Friday afternoon, which was his mistake, because he just left himself hanging out there, talking about, oh, here's how the program works, blah, blah, blah. You get points. And if you want, you can combine points. One of the sites combined points, and they got a crumble for the site. And I'm just like, what? Who wants that? I don't – crumble cookies, you guys should just be buying that for us anyways as owners, right?
Yeah.
And so he goes on Zoom. He goes, let me read this to you, dude. I got to read this to you. It is classic. Anyone, if you need to know how to bail on a job, this is how you do it. Okay. So the crumble cookie party, right? And then he comes in and he goes, oh, this is the old guy on Zoom in front of all the owners and every site. Every site. So everyone in the company can see this. He goes, complete joke. Is this the best you could do? Just as old as you are, this is the best way? Dork. And then some other guy from another site says, whoa, what's that about? And then he goes, funny, everybody knows this is a ploy by a guy that doesn't give a shit, just money. What a fucking joke. He goes, I was the best fucking thing they had, and they know it, and still fucking shit on me, assholes. I lost everything because of their fucking egos about sick pay. Beware of people who don't really care about you. Just ask anyone who doesn't care anymore. He said, why doesn't this location have any business cards or business phone? I'm curious on why. Something to hide? Just ask me unconditionally about what is really going to happen by experience. He just goes off on a tyrant. But he called the owner a dork. You're old, you dork. And they're the same age. He's the same age.
Oh, shit.
So now he's been canceled on Zoom. Any of his posts have been removed.
You know,
that's how you do it. That's how you burn a bridge, dude. You dork.
It is our First Amendment right. And for these companies to be canceling anybody, Facebook, Instagram, and look at Trump. Look at Trump. He just did Donald J. Trump. Okay? He just launched his new business. It is
killing. The stock. Yeah.
How in the fuck do I not know about this? You didn't know about it? Did you know about it?
No. You're a big Trump dude. You should have known. You should have been telling me to buy.
It
went up so much since the summer.
Good Lord. It started at $30, and last time I saw it, it was at $70. I mean, what?
That's money right there. Big money.
Big money. And I don't think it's going to stop. I don't think it's going to stop. Because I'm going to get on this site, and you know it's just... You can say whatever you want to say. He's not going to cancel you out. And it's going to keep the libtards out. They're not going to go on there. It's going to be a great site. It's going to be big.
Yeah, they're not going to go on there. And
no,
if they buy it, or they try and short it, and then we crush their shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But that was something hilarious when I got the text messages. Oh, and he also started texting on a tirade. Here, let's see what he said on texting. He just went off, dude. Oh, man. What did he say? Where the heck is it? Oh, he just couldn't control himself.
Well, why you're fighting that? So let's say, you know, they're like, hey, you go to work one day, and they're like, hey, you're fired. Is that a 2-week notice?
No.
Is that
that's not a 2-week notice.
Why would you, as an employee, give 2 weeks? Hey, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit, but I'm going to give you 2 weeks. Okay? Go fuck yourself. Absolutely not. If you want to, you've got a better job somewhere else, you're done. You're done. They don't give you 2 weeks. Don't give them 2 weeks.
What this company does, and I've seen it twice, is if they're going to fire you, they tell you you're suspended for 2 weeks, come back in 2 weeks ready to work. So they did this to this girl. She waited 2 weeks. She came back ready to work, all in her uniform, and then they said, you're gone. And she was crying and devastated. I was like, why would you do that? That is just like, I don't understand that. Maybe it's like to avoid unemployment. I don't know. Okay, here we go. I found it. Okay. So, you guys, here's the GM said, calling you guys off tomorrow. Rain is going to be really bad. Enjoy sleeping in. And then here goes this Joe Blow just losing it because now he's going to miss another day of pay. Not sorry. I've been fucked by the people that screwed me for being sick with a fever and then some. I gave, honestly, 98% of myself to my duties, which nobody would actually admit. So still, fuck this place. As of... he's talking about the labor board. So they say you only get 3 days of sick pay, and he went and talked to the labor board. He gets five. So now he steps it up to call the labor board. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, so employees gone wild. And he was one of the best employees. He just, like, went off the rail. I don't know what happened. Just gone. Just maybe what was going on in his life, I don't know, but he just, bye-bye. Literally one of the best ones. They were going to promote him. Recently we were in manager meetings about promoting him. And now he put TNT on the bridge and was like, boo, you dork. He called the owner a dork. He went with dork, dude, old school dork. You're a dork.
You know what a dork is?
What?
It's a pig's penis.
A curly little thing?
It's actually a pig's penis.
You dork.
It's a pig dick.
I don't think I'm and a good coworker, but just the way he did it, it just makes me happy and laughing. You know what I mean? I can't help but laugh. Because I'm like, you know what? F the man. The man doesn't give us raises. 3 days a year. 3 days a year paid. Come on. Really? What happened to, like, 2 weeks vacation, profit sharing, sick pay, paid time off? What happened to this shit? Gone.
Shit. Don't care anymore.
No overtime.
My boss, I actually like him. But he's building a $10 million house.
Yeah, exactly.
$10 million house.
And when you ask him for a raise, he's probably like, nah, things are tight.
Absolutely not. No, there ain't no raises. And he's building a $10 million house. He just put in a $50,000 phone system in the business. Yeah, they want to put me on the counter now, on the parts counter. And I'm going to ask for stupid money. And if they don't do it, then it's fine. Then I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, he's building a $10 million house that won't give you a raise. So, I mean, what's saying he's broke? Yeah. That was like when I worked at a print shop. They bought a house. They just demolished it and started from scratch and built a mansion. They had TVs outside by the pool. They had ceiling fans outside. I mean, and then they were like, oh, no, we're tight on money. By the way, we're going to Cancun for 2 weeks, so hold the fort down. All right, everybody, if you're listening out there, 563-999-3404, call in 563-999-3404. What were you going to say?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Stupid bosses. Anyways, that dude burned a bridge, so he's gone. Bye-bye.
I love him.
Hey, yeah. And I texted him because I, you know, we weren't really, we didn't hang out after work, but at work we were pretty close because he always liked to play Motley Crue and, you know, he liked 80s hair music, right? That's when he grew up. So we bonded through, you know, our generation. But he fucking went off the deep end. And I texted him. I was like, bro, you all right? You need anything? He also is on a ton of prescription pills, like 9 different pills. He goes to the doctor all the time. They got him hopped up. So I don't know if something chemical imbalance, but he lost it, bro.
Sounds okay to me.
Yeah, I mean, sounds right on to me, bro. I mean, well, as far as like keeping a job, he just got a brand new Kia, the smallest Kia 4-door. I don't even know what it is. Not the Forte. Is it the Forte?
Yeah, I think it's
anyways,
the Forte.
He got a 2024 brand new, the Sport Edition. He's paying like $600 a month for that car. Just like, you're out of your mind, dude. You're out of your mind.
he got reamed on that.
And he's like, I love it. Heated seats, cooled seats, sunroof, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, wait till he hits about 30,000 miles.
So I got a call yesterday. Old dealership. One of the managers calls me up, and he's a good buddy of mine. And he says, I got this guy protesting outside. I said, all right. Okay. That sounds kind of fun. The wheels are turning in my head. And I'm like, okay, I'll come down there. So somebody reamed his ass, right? Just, I can't even remember who did it. But they just cracked him on a car, right? And if you get cracked, number one, if you're buying a car within the first, like, 20 days of the month, you're retarded. You want to buy it on the 25th? Okay? Walk away. Walk away from the deal. They're going to call you back with a better number. And I don't think you understand what a nut a dealership has on these cars. So if you're buying a car, buy it at the end of the month. End of the month.
Yeah. 25th. They get desperate.
They get desperate. They got a big nut. And if you want a better number, to say, hey, what car, you know, let's say you want a Dodge Ram. You want a smoking deal right now? Buy a Ram. Oh, they're taking $20,000 off these things.
Well, yeah, they marked them up an extra 40 during COVID.
You know,
at least.
They're shit.
Yeah. Dodge
cars. But if you want a good.
No offense
if you want
to Dodge good, Ram drivers. The third worst drivers in the planet.
Absolutely offense to you guys. You guys need to step it up a notch and quit building Chevy.
Quit building shit.
Ford, quit building shit. Why don't you put a man as a CEO? That's number one problem.
We got to be woke.
Yeah, it is.
We got to be woke.
We got to be woke. Why don't you put a fucking trans in there, too, while you're at it? Sell America like that piece of shit.
Yeah, Ford had the most recalls, I think, of any car brand this last year. That means they're just no quality control. They're just rushing shit out.
That's terrible. And Toyota's going there now too. Toyota's getting Americanized. You know, they're getting lazy. You used to go over and get a Chinese girl, and they cook, they clean, they're women. They're women. Well, as soon as they get Americanized, and they divorce, and they get sued, and they get half, and blah, blah, blah.
Now they got a cooking show on YouTube.
That's where Toyota's going now. Now Toyota's going to Ford. We're entering into the 1980s again. Remember how the 1980s where cars went to shit?
Yeah, complete dog shit until Lee Iacocca came in and yeah. was like, what the fuck?
Well, now we're doing the same thing over again. And Toyota's involved in it.
Well, the state of California said by 2030, I think, no more gas cars can be sold. You can have an old one, but no new one.
Have fun with that. Promise you.
You just have to go to Nevada. So the dealers in Nevada and Arizona are going to just charge a California tax. You know what I mean? Just buy it there and drive it across.
Yeah.
Although they probably won't let you register it. I don't know. It's going bad. They want us all electric so then they can turn off the power and we can't move. 15-minute city. Klaus Schwab.
That thing that you sent me, that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What movie?
Did you watch it?
That? Yeah, I watched it on my phone.
What was it, the day? 1980s, about nuclear war. It was all about Ukraine and everything. They had it perfect.
So what was funny about it is their
the
cars
day
started
after, 1983.
I was 10 years old. So what was funny about it, I get it, we have missile silos all over the U.S. that we don't know about. And this absolutely could happen. And what was funny about it is, you know, people with gas cars, they were shutting off. And I'm like, no.
No, you know what that was. You know what? That's from the EMP.
No. It's not going to shut off an engine.
Yes, it will. It will. It'll kill all electronics.
It ain't going to shut off my Lincoln.
It'll kill all electronics. Does it have points and plugs, electronics? Yeah, it will. What year is it?
2000.
Gone. Bye-bye.
No. No way.
It won't run. EMP.
Nope.
Unless you get the EMP shield for a night. $999.99 on sale.
It ain't shutting up my fucking Lincoln.
That's what that was. EMP. It hit and then he ducked. They hit it with the EMP and then they hit it with the nuke, the second one. And they hit all the major cities.
Yeah.
And that one dude, the farmer, he knew it was coming. He went and got all the water. He went to his basement and covered up his windows with dirt.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, dude. We're headed there. We are headed there. We keep messing with Russia.
Dude, we are really close because Putin's about at it.
He's about at it. Okay, we just got a warning on this website. Let me read it to you here. China warns U.S. citizens inside USA, prepare for various unexpected situations. Strange warning has been issued by China to any of its citizens located in the U.S. Take safety precautions and be prepared for various unexpected situations.
Here we go.
We'll see what that means. What does that mean? That's pretty freaky.
What does that mean?
You better get food. You better get water. You better get water purification. You better get guns. You better get ammo. You better get some gold, some silver.
Yeah, they need to worry about us 50-year-olds.
I think they are.
Shit's about ready to go down. I do believe that. It feels like
it's getting hot everywhere. Yeah, it's getting hot everywhere. And we keep pushing. Yeah. We keep tanks, M1A1 Abrams into Ukraine. That's us. Russia, they're not dumb. They know. They know we're supplying. They know what's going on. It's just a matter of how long they can sit and take it before they actually – I'm surprised they haven't done anything. I'm surprised they haven't been hacking us or something. Maybe they're just waiting for – maybe this is what the Chinese warning. Prepare for various unexpected situations. All right? Sounds good to me. A little excitement in life. Woo! All right, brother. We've gone for about 35 minutes. You got anything else you want to say, or you want to wrap it up on this Easter Sunday?
Do you want to hear a little story about New Mexico?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me grab another Busch Light. Grab another Busch. Head for the mountain.
Have another Busch. Busch Light.
All right, kids. This is a story. It's a good story. So, I'm on my way to New Mexico to make a produce deal, buy a farm, buy land, rent land from a farmer. So in the process, whenever I travel, the sun starts setting. I want my beer, right? I gotta have my beer. It's been a long day. So I'll go get some beer. And I love shitty hotels. I don't know what's wrong with me. I didn't even have a gun. I had no gun.
But it's not something wrong with you. Shitty hotels bring shitty people.
I mean, in the middle of nowhere. By Santa Fe. I was about 30 minutes out. And I'm like, yeah, I want to stay here. And I had a 2000 and, what was it, 2001 M3. And, oh, my God, I love that car. Absolutely love that. It was so fast. I got smoked by a Porsche one time, but it was close.
I bet it was fast. But it was fun.
It sounded so good. Had it in downtown Denver. So anyway, so I stay at this hotel, come out, some asshole popped one of my left driver's rear tire. No, my right, my passenger rear. And it scratched up my paint, everything else. So I'm cruising down the road. Get up in the morning. Like ready to go, cruising, and just I hear pop, 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 and I'm like, shit. So I pull over, pop the trunk, and these are run flats. The M3s, BMWs come with run flats, so you can drive 20 minutes, apparently, with a flat tire until it falls apart, scratches your paint. So I pull over. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I have a warrant out for my arrest.
This is New Mexico?
This is New Mexico. And New Mexico is actually a shithole. So I'm just sitting there. Called AAA. I got AAA. And they said, okay, we'll be out there in about an hour. I said, okay. So I popped my trunk. I got golf clubs because I'm in Arizona. I golf a lot. I just start cracking balls off, right? Start cracking balls. Cop shows up. Two cops. And they're like, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I just called AAA, got the tow truck coming out, you're good. You're good to go, but bye, right?
Yeah, so move along. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here, right? Get fucked. Well, they just hang out. And so I can't hit golf balls anymore. I can't be an American and just be free, because I'm crushing them. I'm crushing these balls. I was pretty impressed. So anyway.
Now you were just lining them up in the road and crushing them into the desert?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Crushing them into the desert. I got my tees. I'm crushing them. You know how the median is, where it dips? And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the high side of it, and I'm just crushing. Anybody driving by was like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, I don't care. I don't give two shits. I mean, it make a good situation have a bad one, right?
Give me lemons. I'm going to give you lemonade, eh?
Yeah. So anyway, the tow truck shows up. We go to Santa Fe. Drops me off at the BMW shop in Santa Fe. Guy says, well, these are special tires. And I'm like, oh, here comes the money. Here it comes. And I said,
special.
And
this is special.
Tire shop. And, yeah, there's special M3 tires. And I'm like, fine. Just whatever, dude. Just give me some tires. Well, he calls me the next day. He goes, well, I got to order them from Germany. It's going to be a week.
Oh, my God.
There goes the whole business proposal, and I call up Kim and explain to him, and I said, just if you need the money, just, you know, I'll just send you the money, whatever. But I can't make it. I'm in Santa Fe. Santa Fe is a liberal hub, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm at the Holiday Inn, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm gonna get my drink on. So the bartender is good looking.
Nice.
So I'm like, So I hand her my key. And she goes, yep. So what I did, I spent the whole week banging this chick. The whole week.
She work every night?
Every night.
What good luck. You did turn lemons into lemonade.
Being a drinker, there's a lot of cute,
loose women
looking women that are bartenders. Oh, good Lord.
Who like to get it on.
Yeah. If you, yeah.
Or strippers or all the above for you.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh,
in our youth.
But nobody goes out anymore. These kids don't go out. I'm not.
Yeah, they're all on their phones. They're all like sending dick pics to their chicks.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? But if I was single again, I don't think I wouldn't know what to do.
I told these young guys that I work with, they're like in their early 20s and they're trying to go with like 18-year-olds. I'm like, well, that's fine and dandy, but you guys need to go for older women. I said, the older women will take care of you. They know what they want. They're not going to mess around and play games. And who knows? They might take you to the frickin' to Vegas, the Bahamas. And they're like, no,
okay.
No, I don't want no old-ass woman. I'm like, all right.
Okay, this brings up another deal. Let me tell you another story. So, you know when... Just outside of Newport, my apartments that I was telling you about that I lived in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you go up the road a bit, there's an Irish bar. Okay. If you're going to drink at a bar, it's got to be Irish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this fat chick. She was fat. Let's call fat chicks fluffy bunnies. Okay?
Fluffy bunny. She's a fluffy bunny.
There's a fluffy bunny over there. And she had like eight chicks next to her. And one chick comes over to me. One chick comes over to me. She goes, my boss likes you. I'm like, okay. I'm drinking with my buddy Luke. And I'm like, okay. She want a drink? What does she want? Well, heck, send her over here. And she comes over. And she's a fluffy bunny. And I don't do fluffy bunny. I don't.
She's a courageous, courageous fluffy bunny.
And so she owns a corporation, and she's worth like probably $1 billion, right?
Oh my God! You wouldn't make an exception for that, because then you could be like, look, we need some LBs, and you need to give me $3 million.
Time out. So she goes, hey, do you want to go to Vegas? She goes, I'll send you my limo driver. Pick you up first class. And we'll go to Vegas. And we stayed at the Venetian. And at a whole other level. I had a butler, dude. And I'm like, she goes, what do you want? She goes, whatever you want. And when I walked in this place, I had Bentleys out my window downstairs. She goes, if you want to take those, you can take those. Just ask. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It was a whole nother level. I had a movie theater in this place. It's right down the hall. Good Lord, dude. But I was just like, I can't do a fluffy bunny. I could have been.
Dude, you'd be on a private jet right now.
Right now.
You're probably on the island right now, working on your tan.
Yeah.
Drinking a pina colada.
Because I can't.
Looking at your crypto.
I wouldn't need crypto. I wouldn't need it. Oh, shit.
Then if it gets too hot, you fluffy bunny could just stand up and block the sun.
Fucking fluffy bunny. Dude. Can't do it.
Damn, that's loaded. Private jet. Or first class.
Let me tell you this. When I found her in a private section in the casino, and she goes, and this lady comes up with a, you know, piece of paper and stuff on the cardboard. She goes, so what would you like next? She goes, put 100,000. And I'm watching her lose $60,000-$70,000.
Yeah.
And then I watched her win $120,000. Stop. You're good. I was like, stop. You're good. I was like, God, what the hell are you doing? Stop. She goes, no, I'm down about $200,000. And then the lady comes up to her and she goes, would you like, she goes, yeah, put another 200. Like it was nothing. Put another $200,000 on my tab. Like it was
insane.
Can you imagine that?
No, that's insane.
It's insane. I'm
not even to worry about it.
Yeah, it was nothing. It was nothing to her. And I'm seeing her lose a shit ton of money and then winning money. And I'm like, okay, that's good. She's not. I'm down.
Damn. Just pissed that much. I guess it's just fun tokens. That's all it is. Money is just fun tokens. The more you have, the more fun you have.
Yeah. So then she goes, our last day. She goes, so what do you want to do? I said, I want to go to the strip club. She goes, okay, all right.
Wait, 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 wait. You were there a couple of days. Now, did you have to bang the Fluffy Bunny?
Oh, hell yeah, I did. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, so we're off to the strip club in the limo.
So it was the last day. It was in the morning. She goes, so I got to go do a business meeting. And what do you want to do? And I'm like, what's there to do? I said, I don't gamble. I said, take me to the strip club. She goes, okay. She gave me money. I think she gave me like $1,000.
That's insane.
The limo that I went in the limo, took me to the strip club, and then
because you had to get some mental images for your next round with the Fluffy Bunny. You had to like.
Yeah. And these women were hot, and they fucking surrounded because there's nobody in the club in the morning, right? Nobody,
oh, yeah.
Nobody's there.
Nobody's left. That's a good idea, dude. Although they've been there all night and they're kind of dirty.
I think they just started.
Fresh off the first shift.
Yeah, I think they just started.
You want the ones that just had to drop their kid off at preschool?
that was a good night. That was a good little trip.
That's nice, dude. That is nice. $1,000 at a strip club, you could do some damage there.
Oh,
damage.
I went through about half of it, buying the girls drinks. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Right on, brother. All right, we're about done. We got a few minutes left. Great show, dude. Shots Brothers, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go live on YouTube here eventually. We're going to do a test. Work it out. We're also on X. Check us out. Let's see what's the handle. Shots Brothers at Brother Shot. What's up?
Any liquor. Anybody that has any liquor, send it. Send it. Let's do testing with liquor. We want to, Schultz and I want to review the shots. We want to do Shots Brothers. Let's do shots. I'm not going to pay for it.
We do shots, though. We can't do Sunday morning shows for shots, though. We got to start doing Friday, Saturday night special shot shows.
Why not
Sunday?
To where
we get shitty. Because I got to work Sunday night. I got to work Sunday night. I can't be hammered.
Why not? I'm hammered when I go to work.
I'm not a professional like you. I'm an amateur. I'm still a baby. A couple shots of Patron sends me down the river. I'm looking forward to it, though. Shit, I was going to do something last night, and the night got away from me. I was like, shit, it's too late. I'm going to bed. Getting old, man. I'm getting old.
It happens to the best of us.
I know, Father Time. He's a real bastard. All right, brother. Well, that'll pretty much wrap it up. Anything else you want to say to our zero listeners? We got to get done sooner or later. We just got to keep plugging away. Keep plugging away.
Love your guns. Love your guns. Know your rights. Know your rights, people. Love you guys.
No, you're right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great advice. All right, Troy. Great talking to you, brother. Hold down Tennessee. Keep it red.
Red,
Dan. Hopefully you don't go to World War III before next Sunday.
Yeah.
But I get your money out of the bank. This is not a financial advice. I'd buy silver. I'd buy canned goods. I'd buy some water purifiers. Flashlights, batteries, unexpected events is what the Chinese say, so. All right, brother.
Prepared.
Take care. Exactly.
Love you, man.
Talk soon. Love you, brother. Late.
Woo.